The first reading today, we hear about the Bride of the Lamb coming down out of heaven. And she is pure, she is gleaming, she is beautiful. We recall what St. Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians about the Bride of Christ, that she is without blemish, she is without spot or wrinkle. And that's exactly what the Church of God will be. When we hear about the fact that the church is coming down from heaven, obviously, therefore, it is the church in glory. It is the church of the saints. But the wonderful thing is that, as we heard also very clearly, that the dwelling of God is with men. In other words, God, in his mercy and in his great love for us, has chosen to dwell with us. In order for that to happen, then, we have to be made pure. We have to be made perfect. And that will one day be the case, that all the saints in heaven together, making up that beautiful bride without spot or wrinkle of any kind, is going to include the likes of you and me. Right now, we can't see how that's possible. But with God, all things are possible. And we see that even in the first reading today. Have you ever stopped to think about in this story of Zacchaeus, how as the Lord is coming through, Zacchaeus simply wants to see who this is. Clearly they have not met. They have no idea. Zacchaeus doesn't even know what Jesus looks like. The Lord comes along, sees Zacchaeus up in the tree, and calls him by name. That's what he does with you and me. He knows us. He knows us individually. He knows us by name. Obviously, he's God. He knows everything. He knows every thought that's in our mind. He knows everything that's in our heart. But in this particular point, to be able to see what he has done, to come into this town and to call this man by name, and to ask him to come down out of the tree, because today I mean to stay at your house. That is exactly what the Lord is saying to each one of us. Today I mean to stay at your house. Your house, in this case, not meaning the physical dwelling place where you live, it means in your heart. That's where he wants to be. He has chosen to dwell among us. Now, of course, the great question for all of us is, have I chosen to dwell with him? That's the real issue. And if I have chosen to dwell with him, then I need to cooperate with him. You notice that, again, going back to St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, it is the husband who makes his bride pure and spotless, without blemish or wrinkle. Our Lord is the bridegroom of our souls. Whether we're male or female, doesn't matter. The soul always takes the feminine. It's anima. And so the Lord is the bridegroom of our soul. He is the one who therefore will make us pure and spotless. That's his task. The question is, are we going to cooperate? That's the real issue. If we have chosen to dwell with God, then we will cooperate. Then we want to get rid of anything that is going to stand in the way. We want to get rid of anything that keeps us from being able to love God more perfectly. But if we haven't made that choice, we just sort of want God to be in our life, and that's a nice thing, but, you know, I really don't want to be the spouse of Jesus Christ, then we're not going to cooperate. Because we haven't really chosen to dwell with him. We haven't chosen to allow him to dwell with us. We just want him to be in our midst. We don't want him to be within. So that's what we have to look at. The Lord wants that intimate kind of relationship with us, to literally dwell within us, to espouse us to himself. On the natural level, that makes no sense to us. How can he who is God want us to be his spouse? The only thing that makes sense is because he loves us. So, what is the bride to do? To love her spouse. That's our task, to love him in return. The more we love him, the more perfect we are going to become, because the more we love, the more we're going to root out sin and evil and selfishness from our lives. That's what will make us spotless and pure. That's what we see with the church in glory. That's what we see in the beautiful bride coming down out of heaven from God. You and I are called to be members of that bride. It is our bridegroom, our Lord himself, who is tasked to make us saints, to help us to be holy without spot or blemish. Our task simply is to love him and to cooperate with him so that as he purifies us, that we will love him more and more perfectly and prepare ourselves to be a member of that beautiful bride that is arrayed in the glory of God in the eternity of heaven.